Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, we'll learn to face down the giant of fear.
Are you here and you have lots of fear in your life? You're not alone. You're not like the only person. People don't want to tell you that they struggle with fear, and they do. So if you're here and you struggle with fear, you're not alone. But how do you defeat fear? Because God doesn't want you living in fear, and He doesn't want me living in fear. Fear is defeated by faith. Well, what exactly is faith? Faith is simply believing God, believing what God says. And faith knows that God is always with you if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. He's always with you. He's bigger than any giant of fear.
He can heal every scar.
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for joining us today. You know, every day in the news and on talk shows, from newspapers to news magazines, we are inundated with a barrage of warnings on everything from what to eat to what to breathe, what to watch, who to hate, and who to love. The sun's rays will kill us, our cell phones will damage our brains, and coffee's bad for you. No, wait, I think this week they changed that to coffee is good for you. But that, too, will change. Add to that the increasingly evil turmoil in the world, and you can see it's understandable why we're becoming a culture of fear. But as Pastor Jeff has said, God doesn't want His children to live in fear. So where's the remedy if you find yourself giving in to the giant of fear? Today, Pastor Jeff helps us understand God's plan for defeating fear with faith. But it needs to be a faith that is faith in something worth having faith in. That kind of faith will move mountains. Have your Bible handy now as Pastor Jeff continues with part two of the lesson we started yesterday called The Giant of Fear.
Now it came about after this that there was war again with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibbecai, the Hushathite, struck down Saph, who was among the descendants of the giant. Just a short little one-verse story about a guy named Sibbecai who defeated a giant named Saph. Well, what in the world can we learn about fear from this story? Three truths. Truth number one, fear is a thief. Now, this is the third giant that David and his kingdom, his men, have had to face. One of David's mighty men, Sibbecai, is fighting this giant. And this giant's name is interesting. His name is Saph, not staph, like an infection, but Saph. And the word Saph means to snatch away or to wait at the threshold. And that's what fear does. Fear is one of those things that waits at the threshold to snatch away from us, to steal from us. Fear is a thief. But truth number two, not only is fear a thief, fear is a liar. Fear lies to us. I think it was Zig Ziglar that said this, fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. That is fear. Listen, if you ever are faced with a decision and fear is entering into the picture, don't do what fear says to do, because fear is a liar and it will cause you to make bad decisions. Case in point. A man named Jeroboam. If you remember your Bible history, Israel's first king was a man named Saul. Saul was king of Israel for 40 years, and then after Saul came David, the great king, the man after God's own heart. God compared every king after David to David. David was the standard bearer for good kings. And after David came his son Solomon. Solomon had the great kingdom filled with gold and silver and good times. And then when Solomon died, his son Rehoboam became king. Well, Rehoboam was a big idiot. Rehoboam was a jerk. And under Rehoboam, the kingdom split. It was 12 tribes made up one nation. All of a sudden, the kingdom split. 10 of the tribes said, forget it, Rehoboam, we're not gonna follow you. Two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, stayed with Rehoboam. But the 10 said, forget it. And they made Jeroboam their king. And God had ordained that, and God had sent a prophet to Jeroboam before he became king and said, listen, buddy, If you will follow after me, if you will do what I say, I will bless your kingdom like I blessed David. What a great promise from God. But what did Jeroboam do? Jeroboam began to look at the evidence. He began to calculate and see, when we fear, fear always does this. You look at the evidence and you forget to look and factor in God. You look at this piece and this piece and this piece. You look in this direction, this direction, this direction, this direction. You never look up. And Jeroboam did that, and he didn't factor in God. And he said this in 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 27. If this people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Now, Rehoboam is king in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem's where the temple is, and the people have to go to Jerusalem three times a year to offer sacrifices. And he says, if this people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will return to their Lord, even to Rehoboam, king of Judah. And they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Judah. And so you know what he did? He built two golden calves, one at the southern part of his kingdom and one at the northern part of the kingdom. And he told those 10 tribes, listen, it's too much for you to go all the way down to Jerusalem to worship. You just come and worship at the golden calf. The thing that he did was evil in the sight of the Lord. And Jeroboam, who had a promise from God, who could have been a great king with a great legacy like David, ended up being such a bust. He became the standard bearer for bad kings. You read in the book of Kings, all the time when there's a bad king, they would say, and he followed in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. He's the standard bearer for bad kings. He blew it. He made such a bad decision. Why? Because of fear. Because of fear. Now, I was thinking about fear being that thief and fear lying to you and to me. You know, there are so many people that come to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They know about God in their head, but they don't really know God in their heart. And when we give the invitation for people to make a decision, for people to step out and receive Christ, the fear just rises up. And the fear says, no, don't do it. What will people think of you? Well, you've been singing in the choir for all these years. What will people think of you if you come to be saved? You've been a deacon, you've been a Sunday school teacher. What will people think of you? And the fear just rises up. And because of fear, you stay in your seat. Because of fear, you don't give your heart to the Lord. Because of fear, you don't obey the Lord. You don't come and surrender yourself to the Lord. Fear is gonna send you all the way to hell. And that's gonna be true for many people. Fear will take them to hell. It'll steal heaven from them because they weren't willing to face that giant and step through that giant of fear. Saf, that big old giant, represents fear. Fear is a thief, fear is a liar, and truth number three, fear is defeated by faith. Fear is defeated by faith. Hey, are you here and you have lots of fear in your life? You're not alone. You're not like the only person. Because lots of people don't want to tell you that they struggle with fear, and they do. So if you're here and you struggle with fear, you're not alone. But how do you defeat fear? Because God doesn't want you living in fear, and he doesn't want me living in fear. Fear is defeated by faith. By faith. Well, what exactly is faith? Faith is simply believing God. It's believing God. Believing what God says. God says something. You say, Lord, I believe that. Even if I can't see it, Lord, I believe it because you said it's true. And I've told you before, I tell you again, it's so important. Truth is not what you think. Truth is not what you feel. Truth is not what you see. Truth is what God says. What God says. And faith just says, God, I believe what you have said. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the great verse on faith says this. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The assurance. I'm assured of what is hoped for, what God has promised me in his word, and I have assurance, I have conviction of that which is not seen. God has us operate on faith, not by sight. That's why the Bible says we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. And when I walk by faith, I am assured and convicted of things that I don't yet see. I'm just believing God for something that my eyes can't see. Now, I was thinking as I was preparing this message, The biggest thing that our eyes cannot see is God. It's God. I mean, we don't see God. No man, the Bible says in John, no man has at any time beheld God, the only begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father. He's explained him to us. But you haven't seen God. I haven't seen God with my physical eyes. When I was 17 years old, I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and save me. I repented of my sins, and the Lord Jesus came into my life and saved me. But I didn't see him come in. It was by faith. It was the conviction of things not seen. And if you have prayed and asked Christ to come in your life and you really meant it, he came in, but you didn't see it. Wouldn't it have been cool if you could have seen it? But the Lord doesn't have us operate that way. He says, you believe me, you'll see it later. Did I not say to you, if you believe, you'll see the glory of God? So it's the conviction of things not seen. Now, when the Lord comes in, he comes in forever. He is always going to be with you and me. So faith believes what God says, and faith knows that God is always with you if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. He's always with you. Jesus said, I'll never leave you, or lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. That's what he told the disciples. Now, a great verse is Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6, which says this, for he himself has said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. That's what he has said. So that we may confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I'll never leave you. I'll never desert you. And in the Greek construction of that verse, there are five negatives in that verse. This is how the Amplified translates Hebrews 13:5. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, nor relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. God tells us that over and over. Why? Why all the negatives? Why does he say, I will not, I will not, I will not? Because at the very heart of fear is the feeling of being alone. That's what we get afraid of. The question is not, are you afraid of the dark? The question is, are you afraid of being alone in the dark? And what does God say to us when we're afraid? As you read in the scripture, the Lord always says, do not fear, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's what he told Joshua. Joshua was getting ready to fill some pretty big shoes because the leader, Moses, was now dead. And the Lord said to him, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In Judges chapter 6, God speaks to Gideon as he's threshing wheat in the wine press, hoping that the Midianites don't see him. He's scared to death that he might be found out. And the Lord comes to him and says, hail, mighty man of valor. You mighty warrior, the Lord is with you. The Lord says, I will be with you. Paul in Acts chapter 19, he got scared. And the Lord came to him and says, Paul, don't be afraid any longer. I am with you. That's God's answer to us when we get afraid. I'm with you. And see, like a little child that comes to daddy's arms and ceases to fear as soon as daddy's arms are around that little child, that's the way God is with us. And he says, don't fear, because I'm with you. I'll be with you always. That's what faith knows. It's the conviction of things not seen. God is not seen, but I know he's with me always. Why? Because he promised. He promised. And then faith knows something else. Faith knows that God is always protecting me. He's always protecting me. Now, Saph was killed by a man named Sibbecai. Interesting name, Sibbecai. The name Sibbecai literally means to interweave. It's a picture of trees that surround a prairie, that interlock their roots and surround a prairie to protect a prairie. God is your Sibbecai. He's my Sibbecai. He's the one that surrounds us. He's the one that protects us. He's the one that enables us to kill the giant. David knew that God was with him. He knew that God was his strength. He knew that God was his protection. And David went through a lot of hard times in life. A lot of hard times in life. Can I share with you one really hard time in David's life? It was when his own son, Absalom, turned against his dad, turned against David, stole the kingdom away from David, and then sought to kill David. David had to hightail it out of the palace because Absalom was coming, and he had turned the hearts of the people of Israel against David, and David now was on the run. And people were mocking David. People were making fun of David. And David wrote these words in that experience in Psalm chapter 3. He said, "O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are saying, are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there's no deliverance for him in God. His goose is cooked, his number's up." But David by faith said this, "But you, O Lord, O Jehovah, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. Lord, I don't need to be afraid because you're my shield. You surround me and shield me and protect me. You're my Sibbecai, and I can trust you." And he goes on to say in that psalm, "I won't be afraid of 10,000s of people who have gathered themselves against me round about." God is that to you and to me. He's with you. And faith says, "Lord, you've promised to be with me. You've promised you would never leave me. You promised to protect me." And you know what? Sometimes God's protection, his definition of protection, and our definition of protection are different definitions. God's protection doesn't mean that nothing bad will ever happen to you or to me. Doesn't mean that. Bad things do happen to us. Our loved ones do die. We do get sick at times. You can be the most radiant, dynamic Christian in all the world, and you can still get cancer. But you know that God is still protecting you. And anytime God lets down the hedge, as he did in the book of Job, he does it for a reason. He does it for a purpose.
As we've learned today in this message called The Giant of Fear, God's protection doesn't mean bad things won't happen. We must ultimately trust in the goodness of God who never leaves his children in their need. Pastor Jeff returns in a moment with a final powerful story of a dying saint who conquered his fear because he knew that God was protecting him, even in the midst of his battle with a deadly disease. So stay with us. If you're new to listening to From His Heart, this is the media outreach of Dr. Jeff Shreve, who pastors a church in Texarkana, Texas. From His Heart is a separate nonprofit that is listener-supported, and this month is a special one for us as it's the last month of our fiscal year when we recalibrate our abilities to sustain and grow the ministry. Pastor Jeff Shreve takes no income from it. All that is given to From His Heart goes to putting these programs on the air around the world on radio, television, and online. We have a challenging goal this month, and we would appreciate you considering making your gift to join us in this effort. And when you do, we'll send you Pastor Jeff's 7-message series, The Land of the Giants, How to Deal with Your Biggest Problems, and we'll send it in the format of your choice. We'll also send you the powerful booklet, When You Don't Like Yourself, both for your fiscal year-end gift this month. To make your gift online, go to fromhisheart.org, or you can simply call us at 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. And request it with your gift today. Speaking of giants, the world is giant. It's a big world. We know that. And there are people all over this world who are being impacted by From His Heart. I'd like you to listen to this incredible letter we received, and it really touched our hearts, and it will yours too. It's from a man named Kyle, and he writes this. "Pastor, I just wanted to take a minute to express my appreciation for your ministry. I heard you say once that the longest distance to heaven is 18 inches between your head and your heart. And I was getting a ride home from a coworker recently, and he had your sermon playing on the radio, and I couldn't quit listening. You were speaking right to me. Thanks for the clarity and conviction you give to the Word of God, because through it, I've realized just how far from God I have wandered.
I had let this world corrupt me so that I couldn't recognize who I was. I had become a burden and a terrible influence on those around me. Thanks to the work that God is doing through your messages from God's heart, I've surrendered my life to Christ, and I can see attitudes of people around me starting to change in a positive way, too. I have a long way to go, and I know that God is working on me. I also know I'm so unworthy of the love and peace that He has shown to me, but I thank God often for being so patient. That 18 inches isn't going to keep me from the peace and love and salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ paid for with His life. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, Pastor Jeff, for this daily inspiration. Sincerely, Kyle. Well, that blessed our hearts. And as a supporter from His heart, you also can enjoy the fact that you have helped those kinds of testimonies happen. God bless you for standing with us, and especially this month at our fiscal year end. Again, call 866-40-BIBLE to make your fiscal year-end gift and receive those two resources from Pastor Jeff. Now let's conclude the lesson called The Giant of Fear with a powerful story of faith. Here again is Pastor Jeff.
I still remember what Bill Bright said when he got that terrible disease in his lungs that took his life, that disease that makes your lungs turn into concrete. He said, "I know that God has given me this because He wants to use me to show to the world how a Christian is to die." You can trust God. He's a good God. And when the fearful things come, when the SAF, the giant of fear, comes into your life and looks to snatch away and steal from you your peace, your joy, your contentment, your potential, you remember what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah, who had people all the time against him, Jeremiah, who dealt with fear, he said this in Jeremiah 20, verse 11, "But the Lord is with me like a dread champion." Can you see in your mind's eye the dread champion? He's with you if you're a believer in Jesus. He's with you. He's bigger than any giant. Now, the basis of fear is being alone. And the dread champion has taken that out of the way. See, because when Jesus Christ, the dread champion, went to the cross, He allowed Himself to be nailed to the cross, His hands and His feet. And they hoisted Him up, suspended between heaven and earth. And as Jesus was suffering in agony and blood, dying on the cross for your sins and for mine, He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me?" The song says He could have called 10,000 angels, but He died alone on Calvary. He died alone so that you would never have to be alone. He was forsaken so that you would never have to be forsaken. What is God's answer to your fears? It's His open arms. He says, "Come to me, and I'll protect you, and I'll save you, and I'll deliver you, and I'll be with you always. Come to me."
Of all the things we could be afraid of in this world, the worst would have to be separation from God. And this is exactly what Jesus suffered on the cross. And He did it alone. He did it so that we might be delivered from it. What a powerful and uplifting, hopeful message today called The Giant of Fear from Pastor Jeff about the assured hope we have in Christ. Thank you so very much for listening today and joining us, and we trust that you'll be able to join us tomorrow as we tackle The Giant of Evil Desires. That's on Friday, here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.